We began this hour looking at the military's current and seemingly intractable problems with preventing sexual assault against uniformed personnel. Lawmakers now want to create a mechanism outside the traditional chain of command for enforcement and oversight. They want the Pentagon to approach this the way any workplace would, have an independent department investigate complaints and refer them to authorities for criminal action if they are serious enough. In 1991, though, there was no formal, independent, trusted place to take a complaint of sexual assault or rape in the military. And when a young Navy lieutenant named Paula Coughlin said she'd been sexually assaulted at the Navy's annual Tailhook Symposium in Las Vegas, her only option was to go public and face the wrath of everyone in uniform and possibly end her own military career. After Coughlin told her story, others came out. In the end, 83 women and 7 men were later found to have been assaulted at that Las Vegas symposium. Naval Secretary Sean O'Keefe promised to clamp down on sexual assault.
Sexual harassment will not be tolerated, and those who don't get the message will be driven from our ranks.
14 admirals and almost 300 naval aviators were demoted or disciplined in some way. And Paula Coughlin, the original victim to go public?
I chose to meet with her because I was appalled that nobody on behalf of the Navy had apologized, you know, to Paula and said, I am sorry this occurred.
That's the voice of Barbara Pope, former Assistant Secretary of the Navy, speaking to Retro Report, a feature of our partner, The New York Times. Paula Coughlin, are you there?
I am.
Did you ever get that apology?
I think that Secretary Pope was probably one of the very few sincere leaders in the Department of Defense at the time that did extend her regret and her disappointment and her apology. But no, I don't think anybody else was really interested in doing anything along those lines.
Paula Coughlin is a former Navy lieutenant and the whistleblower in the Navy's Tailhook scandal more than 20 years ago. She's with me along with Karen Chagrou, who's a producer for Retro Report that assembled that archival audio you just heard. Retro Report's a news organization that just produced a new online documentary looking back at the Tailhook scandal. Karen and Paula, welcome.
Thank you.
Paula, what would you say is most important as you look at the latest allegations of sexual assault and the frequency of sexual assaults in the military right now and the latest even prosecutions that are going on, Paula?
Well, I would say the overarching issue, again, here 22 years later after my complaint, is that we are still not able to trust the chain of command in the military to police itself, to investigate, prosecute, and convict members of the military that are cannibalizing and assaulting other members. So I think what we're looking at today now is taking the problem to the highest level, to Congress, to Senate, to the president himself, and making real changes in the Uniform Code of Military Justice so that we don't perpetuate this epidemic of sexual assault.
That's Paula Coughlin, who's now on the advisory board of Protect Our Defenders. That's an organization that supports victims of sexual violence in the military. Karen Chagrou, as you reported this story and investigated this story, how different does the military deal with this kind of allegation than, say, a normal workplace might?
Well, John, the military has a code of justice, a code that allows the commanders to have virtual control of the process once a rape or an assault takes place in their unit. And unlike the civilian workplace, where someone who is raped can take their case to court, have a jury decide, and the perpetrator go to jail, the military system allows the commander of the unit to, even after all that takes place, after a guilty verdict has been found, to reverse that verdict because they don't believe in the credibility of the accuser, or they feel that the person who's been accused, the perpetrator, is just a good officer and should stay in the military. So you might see that as kind of outrageous, but just in the last couple of months, there was a case where that exact thing happened.
That's where a general actually exonerated someone or reversed a conviction, something that infuriated Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, who's taken this on as a cause celeb. Paula Coughlin, in your particular instance, did the individuals around you, the aggressors in your case, have a sense that they were immune from prosecution because of the way the military worked?
Oh, I'm quite certain. You know, I found out later after I made my complaint known about the incident in Tailhook, that it was an ongoing Navy, naval aviation tradition, and that the senior leadership was well aware of it. In fact, this was an opportunity for senior leadership to kind of indoctrinate junior officers in the aviation community on the tradition of the gauntlet, which was a term they used for the assaults that occurred in the hallway. But even more, the senior leadership really has always just turned a blind eye to this kind of behavior.
Karen Chigrou, how important is telling this story for Retro Report, and how appropriate is it for the kinds of investigations that you do to take a look at this?
Well, Retro Report specializes in looking back at some of the big stories of the last few decades to see whether they became significant turning points or not. And I think in the case of Tailhook, the question remains as to whether, I think it's legitimate to still ask what has changed, because as Paula has pointed out, the military has put in place an enormous infrastructure for rape hotlines and victim advocates and that sort of thing over the last 20 years, the military has admitted publicly that they have failed to put a dent in the problem.
Sexual assault in the military, not so retro in the Pentagon right now, which is what you discovered. Karen Chigrou is producer for Retro Report, a news organization that just produced a new online documentary looking back at the Tailhook scandal. Paula, finally, before we go, you didn't experience this in your military career, but do you think the two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in the last decade have contributed to a sense of tension and angst and just a lack of oversight in the military? I'm not looking for an excuse here, but certainly the military has had a lot of stresses, and it seems that they're overwhelmed in some sense.
I could make some kind of philosophical point that the test of a person's character is really when they are under stress. And if we know that we're in a stressful environment, in a wartime or even in a peacetime military, leadership needs to step up and enforce good order and discipline. And that, to me, means convicting rapists and perpetrators of sexual assault. And I'll point out that it's not just a crime against women. Over half of these reported sexual assaults have been committed in violent crimes against men. So we're not talking about a workplace environment where people are being unprofessional and smacking other people on the fanny. We're talking about violent crime of control against men and women. And I contend under any stress, leadership should be able to prosecute and convict and kick out those criminals.
Paula Coughlin, former Navy lieutenant and whistleblower in the Navy's Tailhook scandal, still on the case. She's now on the advisory board of Protect Our Defenders, an organization supporting victims of sexual violence in the military. Paula, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We also spoke with Karen Chigrou, contributing producer for Retro Report. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
React to that conversation, listen back to it, check us out at thetakeaway.org. Tomorrow on the program, actor, director, writer, musician, composer, the man who gave us This Is Spinal Tap, Christopher Guest. He's got a new HBO series, plus a look at the weekend's movies with Rafer and Kristen. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.